5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
The big bear's just been in the cave and got fat and hairy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Your belly button looks like the opening to a cave.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Well, we semi-feel good.
Yes,
we
why?
Feel good amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
But we don't feel good because of the bloody state of the joint we're in. And we're understanding it might just be getting worse too, Fat.
Yes, I think
these
so,
these numbers
Jim.
Keep going up, up, up. Bugger if I know how.
Bad numbers
oh,
today.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to get to that shortly. Yeah. But I'll tell you what we've got today. Sam Groth.
Oh, yes, please.
Teddy the Grothy. He's about to go on the PGA Tour. He's playing that much golf.
He plays more golf than tennis.
That's it. No doubt about that. And then Lockie Plowman, Carlton. What about the Blues?
100th game on the weekend, Jill.
Oh, we are the Navy Blues. They're going beautifully, so we're looking forward to chatting to Lockie Plowman. Hello to you, Fat.
Hi, g'day, little skinny one. Great to be with you. And g'day to you, Rabs here.
Mate, I live here. And you try to lock me out of Wally Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a settlement?
There's a bit more to that one you can't play. We might play that on
well,
our
what
Friday.
Happens? Because as we all know, Albury and Wodonga are separated by a tiny bridge.
A river.
So what do you do? If you're in Wodonga, you're not allowed in Albury.
That's right. You've got to line up. You've got to have your show a letter that you're going. But a lot of them go to school. They live in Wodonga, go to school in Albury.
So how's that going to work?
So you know what they should have done? 10 or 15 k's out of Albury, set up the checkpoint there.
Yes.
So then they could still do their business every day.
It's ridiculous.
I should have stayed in politics.
No, you shouldn't have. fact, Rabbits, I think you might have some
no, he hasn't got any.
As to why Bill should never have stayed in politics because you got off to a real bad start.
You know what, Jim? I'd be premier by now.
Big issues in North Geelong, literacy with school children, drug abuse. What are big issues in North Geelong?
Always. As you know, I'm
your issues in
great feel of it, and that's what I've got to look at.
Look at that, Jim.
Bill, actually, upon hearing that, you'd be better than the bloke we've got now. Bill, I'll tell you what I want to say. I know you've got a full rap to do, and we're going to do the rap, but I tell you what I want to just reach out to over the airwaves.
Yes, please.
Other mums.
Mums?
Mums. Now, I've got a beautiful mum living in my house, also runs her own business. Got four kids in lockdown.
Lisa, yeah.
Four kids.
Yeah.
Only two of them are hers, by the way.
And two are yours.
So she's got to put up with my two.
Yeah.
But four kids. Had to completely park her own small business last time we were in lockdown. Yep. Wasn't able to do any work, you know, in her own company.
Yeah.
Now she's staring at 6 weeks of doing the exact same thing, and it's bloody tough.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
But not just for her, for all the mums who thought they were out the other side of this homeschooling debacle.
Yes.
Now they're being thrown back in, 6 weeks, might be more. So to all the mums who are doing it extraordinarily tough, Fat, we send them our best.
Our love. But also, Jim, coffee shop owners and gyms. You know those young guys that have tried to open a gym, got it open, closed, and then they got it. They mightn't open again.
No.
And they've put, you know, they've leased all the equipment.
I know. It's bloody tough.
And publicans, by the way, all that.
I know. So we're just sending our love over the waves to everyone who's just looking at the next 6 weeks going, how the hell am I going to do this?
Well, it's not good here, Jim, but not too good up in Sydney also.
Oh, what the hell? What's happened there?
The AFL, they've already had to flee Victoria, but the league is setting up so it can leave New South Wales, Jim, because they're getting big numbers up there again.
What?
A second wave going to hit New South Wales.
Oh, my God.
So that's certainly no grand final, you would think. They're talking about grand finals in Sydney, which we didn't like anyway.
We cleared that up anyway.
So, but also the NRL are considering moving competition to Queensland.
Oh, wow.
So the NRL are going to move up to Queensland.
Up there as well. Jeez, there'll be lots of footballers up there.
Will there? What?
What else is going on, please?
Well, also the round eight come out, Jim. And what I liked about this, with the Gold Coast Suns, they get Thursday night footy.
They get access to free-to-air, and so they bloody should.
Prime time footy, Gold Coast Suns. Speaking of them, Isaac Rankin. And now I told you, heard it first here from
The people who were calling that game declared him as a NAB Rising star while the game was going
on.
They
didn't see. So I got an eye for it.
Probably did a pre-game, to be fair.
I've got an eye for it, Jim. A very good eye. I said he'd be the superstar. He'll win the NAB Rising star. He was nominated this week. He is the third son. behind Butteridge, which another one. Well, Butterick
even. Yeah.
Yeah, the one I saw too that no one picked. And also Rao, which...
Oh, well, you saw him as well.
I wasn't so sure about him. But Isaac Rankin is a star we love. That's still side bottom. It's the first time he's met his teammates face-to-face because they've been up in Sydney and everywhere. Yes. So he apologised to them, but we're over that. But he's a good boy still.
See, we like one of our boys, but he'd had a bad moment.
He did. He did indeed. Just one more, Jim. The 2018 draft, which Isaac Rankin, do you know what pick he was?
Nope.
Well, this is it. Have a listen to this super draft. Mm-hmm. I know it's been done, but I want to tell you, Jim.
Go on then.
Sam Walsh.
Star.
Lukosius.
Going to be a star.
Number three, Isaac Rankin.
Number three.
Number four, Max King.
Oh, there you go.
Number five, Connor Rosé.
Oh,
number six, Ben King.
Ben King.
Number seven, Bailey Smith. Who's
That's a decent top seven.
Number eight, Taron Thomas.
Taron Thomas is going to be a star.
Number nine, Chase Jones.
Chase Jones.
Number 10, Nick Blakey.
So, Bill.
Hang on.
Oh, you're still going.
Still going. Jai Calder, 11. 12, Zach Butters.
Zach Butters.
And then it goes on down to Jordan Clark at 15 and Xavier Dersma at 18. Yeah. How good's that draft?
That is a good draft.
That is a superstar draft.
It's going to be one for the ages, no doubt about that. I think, have we got a call coming through, Rabbits?
Yeah, but we don't. Trent from Trenton.
Why would we be taking a call off the top? It's been put through by Jill, our producer, Trent.
Trent from Trenton, fair dinkum.
G'day, Jim. How are we going?
How come you're ringing us off the top?
Oh, because it's Todd from Bowen Hill.
Yeah! Reds, turn him off already.
No, shut up, Fat. What do you got for us, Todd?
Now, I think the Andrews government needs to clear something up for us because that checkpoint down at Little River there, that's not to keep residents out of Geelong. It's to keep them out of the greater Melbourne area.
Good one.
It is so overdue. In fact, I hope it stays there long after this pandemic as well. Perhaps even build a wall there in its place. I reckon that'll help us all sleep better at night.
Todd, and you're from Bowen Heads, mate. Bowen Heads is open.
Yeah, you know, it's a good place to get down to. Bowen Heads isn't too bad. But do you reckon the people down there are even aware that they're in quarantine? If you lived in Norlane, would you want to go outside anyway, Bill?
Yes.
The other thing, those points spread or those fat bet ads that you're doing at the moment, I keep seeing them in the...
Points bet, you flog!
I keep seeing them in the paper. Sort out your dimensions, Fat. You look like a fair dinkum smack. The person photoshopping it... I reckon the person photoshopping it was sent into quarantine before they got to finish the job. It was halfway through. And you look like a moron.
Hey,
pull them from the paper.
Turn this off.
No.
Magpies win by 10 goals on Thursday.
Piss off, you dickhead.
You look like a fair dinkum smack. You reckon?
Oh, Toby, never ring again.
Todd.
Yeah, but Toby, same thing.
Oh,
he's a dickhead.
I love him. I love the access he gets too. He just rings our switch and gets put straight through.
Our next guest holds the world record for the fastest serve in tennis.
40-30. Goodness me. Look at that. Look at that.
But during lockdown, apparently he's taken up a different sport.
Plays golf every day with silly Daisy Thomas.
You're not allowed to play golf every day at the minute. My club, only twice a week.
Please welcome Sam Groff.
Well, is it Sam Groff or is it Bryson DeChambeau? Body shape similar and length of drive similar.
Long ball.
Groffy, I'm understanding that you are dominating with the golf clubs just at the minute.
I can tell you my bank account's not quite as heavily loaded as his is at the moment. I can tell you he's a bit better than me on the golf course, but it's been nice to at least be able to stay out. They have been playing a little bit with Daisy Thomas, who Billy said to pass on his best regards and not let you forget that you're due to get naked at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I've forgotten that. There's T's and C's involved in that, so I don't know if I can do it. But, Grothy, I had a look on your Instagram, and all you do is play golf and you drink red wine. What else do you do?
Well, not much. There's no tennis going on in the world, and I can't postcards. Can't do my postcards job. Obviously, restaurants and cafes and hotels are all shut, so... got to fill my time with something, but it's not the worst way to be living.
No, that is true. Also, tell us about the tennis. What is happening in world tennis right now? Because French Open, US Open, and also Wimbledon would have been played last weekend.
Yeah, so Wimbledon, it's 19 years actually. Well, last night since Pat Rafter won that epic, lost that epic final against Goran Ivanišević on the Monday, People's Monday. But yeah, Wimbledon... obviously, didn't go ahead. They had an insurance policy. They've just announced they're going to pay a lot of the players that prize money, which is an incredible gesture from them. We're about six and a bit weeks from a US Open that's supposed to go ahead in New York, that not only is banned travel from all the international visitors coming in, but from 19 states coming in inside New York State. So it's a question mark whether the players can even get into that event. And the French Open plans to go ahead with crowds 3 weeks after that. So
Roland Garros.
Yeah, tennis, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because you've got 40-odd countries represented in the top 100, men's and women's, and getting everybody to one place and moving country to country, I think it poses such a tough ask for tennis this year.
Hey, Grothy, I know it would have been not long after you were born, but I was actually in London in 2001 and watched that game on television live.
At Rafter.
And I've never been more devastated because I'm not a slip it in a bit fan for a start. Oh. And secondly, our man, Bill, stage was completely dominating proceedings on and off the court, and everyone loved him, Paddy Rafter. And it was just heartbreaking, Grothy.
No, I was. I've been watching highlights of it this morning again, and you'll never see a crowd like that again on centre court at Wimbledon. They got the roof now, so a Monday like that will never happen. But yeah, it still cuts Pat pretty deeply, I think. It's one I don't think you'll ever forget. I mean, unbelievable moment for Goran after losing three finals. But for Pat, you're right. Everyone loves Pat.
Yeah.
And I imagine if he'd been able to win Wimbledon, that would have been incredible.
Should say I wasn't a big fan of Ivan Isovic. Now,
exactly.
Let me say this as well. We've now got one of the top players in the world hosting parties, spreading bloody coronavirus around. I'm talking about Novak Djokovic.
It's a fair dinkum.
What is going on in the sport?
It's a Djokovic.
Well, you said you're not a fan of Ivan Isovic. He coaches Novak now.
Yes.
So there's your connection. But yeah, not ideal from Novak. Obviously trying to do the right thing, get tennis up and running, but there's a way to go about it in 2020 as we're all living and, you know, out partying shirtless at nightclubs and all that sort of
carry on.
Probably not the way to do it. And when you're supposed to be the president of the player council, probably doesn't set the best example for the rest of the playing group, I wouldn't imagine.
And Kyrgios come out and he's had a crack at nearly everyone,
I reckon.
And then Boris Becker's shot back, the old closet. He shot back.
Broom cupboard.
He's gone there. Now, you've got to wonder about 2020 when Nick Kyrgios is the voice of reason as well, obviously.
Yes.
It's just a strange, strange year. But I don't disagree with Nick. I think he's been right to put a lot of the players in his place. But, yeah, I really didn't think, and I don't think anybody thought that, be taking advice from Nick Kyrgios when it comes to self-control and what's right for the rest of the community. But he's doing a good job at the moment, Nick, and he's saying the right things at the right times.
Yeah, he has. Hey, now, the Australian Open, one, will it go ahead? If it doesn't, is there another city in Australia that could host the Australian Open, that would have the precinct to host the Australian Open?
Yeah, I asked this question last week. Obviously, there was a lot of chat around the AFL Grand on Twitter, Bill, where I do my best work. But no, and it's a legit question. Obviously, a lot of talk with the AFL Grand Final, but no, there's not another precinct in Australia that can house the players, the facilities that are needed to run an event of that size. I think with 6 months still to go, I think 6 months yesterday, we're due to get an Australian Open underway. I think by January, well, I'm hoping, obviously, with all the measures in place, that we'll be good to go. And I know Tennis Australia, that they're putting all the measures they need to in place to be able to get all the players down here and for them to be safe and have an event. And I think it's such a huge part of our sporting calendar, just like the Grand Final is, like the Melbourne Cup is. And we really need the Australian Open to go ahead. And I have full faith in the tournament staff and Craig Tyler that they'll be able to make that happen.
Even social tennis, Grothy, my beautiful partner loves her tennis. I'm not great at it because my shoulder's buggered, but I happily have a hit up with her.
Does she take a plate?
I aren't even allowed to do that.
They take a plate.
Well, Bill, if you go and play with the club.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just talking about hiring a court and having a hit up, Grothy. And this bloke says to me, not allowed to do that. I'm like, but we live together. Like, we're in the same bed at night. We just want to have a hit up between the two of us. And he goes, no, you can't use the tennis court. That's got to be ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I've been playing a lot of golf, as you guys mentioned. I think they're two sports where you can socially distance pretty well.
Yes.
You don't have to Well, I mean, you might want to touch your opponent in this case, JB. But you don't have to. You don't have to cross the net.
You're very nice.
I have a listen. Shut up, Bill. But Grothy, this is the whole thing. I mean, I get that you mightn't be able to play club tennis, but if you're just playing with a family member, all of this stuff, we're never going to get to the bottom of. What else is happening, please?
I'll tell you what else, Jim. I heard today, Grothy, that you're playing golf and he got one out of the bunker and might have thinned it, and it went a long way past the hole, Jim. And guess what?
What?
He throws his sticks.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Throws his tailor-mades.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very durable. They held up well. They withstood that little barrage. And then I went and had 38 points after that. So, Daisy, I'm going to give it to Daisy when I speak to him. I'll shoot you guys through our current tally of what he owes me after two rounds, and that'll make me feel a little bit better about him giving you all the dirt on me, I reckon.
How's he go? Because he's only a little fella. He's on Triple M footy now.
Not that little.
Well, he's actually blowing up a bit, hasn't he, Grothy?
Does he strike it all right, Grothy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's all right. He calls himself a flusher, but for a guy of 14, he doesn't flush it that well.
Yeah, he's the only, he told me this, Jim, he's the only bloke to play 100 games for Carlton and 100 games for Collingwood.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Surely someone must have done that over the journey.
I looked it up and I couldn't find anyone. Scotland had played close, but not 100, man.
All right, Grothy, we'll go and continue to dominate, please.
No, Will, thanks for having me, guys. And when we all get back to normal, we'll all go out for an 18 holes and a couple of beers.
That sounds good.
I'll just come for the beers. Good on you, mate.
Right on the siren to make it 103 points for the Blues. He's got it. Carlton kick 100 points. We thought we'd never see it again. We thought 100 points in a game was gone.
It was impossible, Joey.
But the Blues have put on a clinic in this one.
Oh, how good are they going, by the way? Carlton just did a number on the Western Bulldogs on the weekend. Last quarter just drifted away, 50-odd points. A man who's just played his 100th game, by the way, and it was a magnificent game for the Blues, who did a nice number on the Western Bulldogs. Lockie Plowman joins us. Congratulations, by the way. And, geez, the boys are going absolutely superbly.
Hey, JB. Hey, Billy. Thanks for having us.
Mate, you must be pumped because you've been through the hard times, of course, everyone down at the Blues, but things at the moment are looking great.
Yeah, definitely things have been tough over the last couple of years, but the boys have kept their head up and credit to them. So this year's going beautifully and we're pretty happy and a great win on the weekend.
Well done on your 100th game because we knew that, Jim, because a Carlton fan, a mad Carlton fan, Jim, made a banner. Well done, Lockie Plowman, but spelt Plowman, P-L-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, as in ploughing a field.
And you all had a bit of a laugh about that, and that was before the game, Lock.
Yeah, it was a great little surprise before the game, so I think they stitched me up with the spelling just because they know it gets on your nerves. But, yeah, it was a really good surprise and created a bit of energy before the game, so it was good to get to run through the banner.
Now, what's happening down there? We've got the new coach, of course, and a very talented list, but you still got to come together and gel. Is it because you've all had to uproot? What's causing this synergy?
Oh, I think, well, we've got the synergy and it's always been there. I think we just knew we had it. And over the past couple of years, it's almost been there. It just hasn't ticked. And, Big Tiggy's just given us the confidence this year to go for it. Like, mistakes are always going to happen. So he's just backed us in and says, whatever we do, it's right. So just keep going and doing what we need to do.
And I like the forward line. You got the big fellas, Levi Casbolt, most improved player in the comp.
Kicking unbelievably well.
Kicking from outside 50.
I'll tell you why he's going beautifully with a kicking lock. A, because he's worked hard on it and improved it. But B, if he is actually going to have a set shot for goal and it's not going through for a goal, he then kicks it out in the full. That's exactly what happens. So his ratio stays exactly where it is.
Yeah, that's smart. He's a big Harry up there. He's clunking everything. And then you got Jack Martin and Eddie Betts. It's a nice little forward line, Plowser.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little forward line down there. So the boys are queuing up and getting in line to kick the goal. So it's a good problem to have. Big Meter is just kicking from ever at the moment. So I can't complain with that.
Plowser. Anyone ever called you in your life Plowser?
Nah, that's a first. Look, I'll let him run with it for the moment.
Where did you tell us a bit about yourself, Plowser? You grew up in the Macedon Rangers, did you?
Yeah, in the Macedon Rangers. Where? So I grew up in Macedon, and the family's from Kyneton, so I went to school out there at Tagger Heart. So a nice little bit of country air. And you know, Billy, you know that.
I do. I get up to Castlemaine and all that. And,
yeah, Bill knows all that.
I love it. And then you always thank Damien Jordan for pushing you to your limits as a junior and making AFL footy. Who is Damien Jordan?
Have I always thanked Damien Jordan, have I?
Well, I just saw it here and there. Who is Damien Jordan?
I don't know, to be honest.
Doesn't even know who he is.
Bill. Oh, hang on. He credits his appearance in the AFL to Damien Jordan for pushing him to his limits as a junior.
Damien Jordan, have I? I don't even know who he is, to be honest.
Never even heard of him, fat. You, what sort of research have you been doing?
Well, I looked, there's a lock
in Never
down.
Even heard of him.
Don't worry, we'll cut this bit out.
No, we won't. We'll be leaving that right in. Hey, Sam Doherty Plowser. I want to talk to you about Sam Doherty because we've loved it. He's been a regular on our show. He's kept coming in even when he kept having his knee issues and all the rest of it, and he kept his chin up and his chest out, and he is playing magnificent football for your club.
Yeah, Doc's been really good, and I think it's credit to him. Even the last couple of years when he's been injured with his knees, he's stuck around the group and really supported us through the tough times and taught us a lot, especially looking at it from a coaching point of view. But, yeah, it's great to have him back out there, and his on-field leadership's amazing. So the boys can't complain when he's running around and having a few touches.
Now, how's Cripper? Patrick Cripps, you credit him with But he looked like he might have done the Kalgoorlie boulder on the weekend. How is he?
Nah, the big Cripper's going all right. You know, he's had a few tough years carrying the team on his shoulders, so... Yeah. He's good. Got the load to lighten a bit, and the boys are really happy with how he's going. But he's all good. He'll pull up fine, and he'll be ready for the game next week.
I love the nicknames at Footy Club. What's your nickname?
Just Plower. No Plowser.
Not Splinter.
Well, Splinter. There's a rumor going around that Splinter is one of the names, but because the old man's called Woodheap.
Why is he called Woodheap?
Oh, I think when he was younger, he'd always be in trouble, so his mum would send him down to the Woodheap. So.
Woodheap and Splinter Gym.
I like it. And we've always got our eye out for the mischief at a footy club. Yeah. And I just looked down this Blues list, and I can't get past Michael Gibbons. He looks like a real mischievous little Nipsey to me, Plowser.
He is the big giver. He's come from Willie. He snuck his way in. His little mosquito fleet down there. So.
But he's playing good footy.
Yeah, bloody oath he is.
Bloody oath, he's come in and played that role perfectly. So, yeah, the pressure he puts on in the forward line, and then he gets up the ground sometimes in the midfield too. So it's a good club to bet when everyone's kicking goals.
Nah, it's perfect. We love it. All right, stick around because next Bill's going to run a quiz by you, Plowser, and I'm pretty confident it'll be as bad as anything you've ever heard.
Perfect. Looking forward to it.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M at JB Bill and the man Damien Jordan inspired to make the AFL, Lockie Plowman.
Do you know a Damien Jordan, Plowser?
I don't know a Damien Jordan.
You don't know one?
Heard of him, fat.
Feeding him. Jill's going to get the ass.
Jill's you can do producer. Your own research.
Well, I have. With the nicknames is very good, and Cripper and the Big Forge. Jim. I've done a lot, but don't know who the Damien Jordan is.
Unless Damien Jordan's a nickname for someone, then I might know him. But
no, pseudonym, Bill.
A pseudonym. No, a nickname, Jim.
All right, quiz.
Now, we got a quiz. Now, it's the same five questions that we asked Will Setterfield.
Yes.
And guess what? Will got all five.
He did. He's obviously a smart bastard.
Yeah,
Will.
So he's smart.
He was a private school boy, so he's pressures on.
Oh, Plowser went, where'd you go? Kyneton High.
Yeah.
Sacred Heart. Bill. All right, come on.
Catholic
right.
boy.
Who is the Carlton player JB believes should be in TV show Home and Away?
Oh,
so this is a man I said yes. could be the first ever to be an AFL footballer and a TV star at the same time.
Yes. Good looking.
Oh, Patrick Cripps probably.
No, Jack Silvani.
Jack Silvani.
And I still believe Jack he can Silvani. Do it.
How's his ribs, by the way?
Yeah, he's going all right, the big fella. He's been held back by the doctors, but he should be back soon.
It was innocuous, wasn't it, Jim?
It was.
It was just nothing in it. Like,
well, Bill,
that's what innocuous means.
Good enough to break his ribs.
Just to get 100 of those a game,
did you, Bill?
Jim.
Yeah, you never went near enough to someone to get one.
Hey, Plowso, what number was Eddie Betts originally at Carlton?
Oh, this is easy. He's next to me in the lockers, so number 19.
Oh, well done. That's good. We're one from two. Oh. Beautifully. How old is Cade Simpson?
Oh, he's 10 years older than me, I believe. So what am I? 25. He's 35 this year.
Well, no, 36 we've got here.
36.
We'll get it right.
Bloody hell.
Damien?
Who? You're now calling him Damien.
Oh, he's just potting me here.
You've branded Lockie Plowman Damien.
Well, I'm going to find out who this bloody Damien Jordan is. What part of Victoria did Sam Doherty grow up in there, Plowser? Oh, come on, Plowser. Everyone knows this.
Is it down the, it's down the peninsula,
right? Yeah, yeah. What's it called?
What island is it called?
An island.
Phillip Island.
There he goes.
There he goes.
And one more. Name the other three Giants players at the Blues in 2020.
Caleb Marchbank.
Yep.
I don't know. This is...
Well, that's where you come from.
You were there too.
Yeah, but you don't live in the past, do you?
I don't know. How'd you go in year 12?
Oh, yeah. You're
going to launch no rockets here, old Plowser Jim.
No, not many. What's my strike? I don't know.
Who are the three players from the Giants are at the Blues?
Caleb Marchbank.
Yes, you've seen him twice.
We just mentioned a very smart private school boy.
Oh, Will Setterfield.
Yes, and played on the weekend and was good and hard in the middle. Where's number seven, is he?
Matty Kennedy.
Yeah,
Matty Kennedy. Jeez, we bloody had to guide you through that.
What are you going to do, Plowser, when you finish footy? Like, what do you reckon you'll be doing in the workforce?
Oh, hopefully something simple. Radio's an easy job, isn't it?
Right. If Fat can achieve it. Hey, speaking of Caleb Marchbank, where's he at, please? Very, very underrated player in my view.
Yeah, he's been a bit unlucky with injuries, but he's just coming back. Had a bit of bone bruising early in the year, so he should be a couple of weeks away.
Good. That's good news for the Blues because he can play.
He can. Charlie Curnow, is he up in the hubs or where's he?
Yeah, Charlie's up in the hub. So he was isolated from the group for a bit at the start of COVID, but he's up here now. We've got the whole team in the list together, so it's good atmosphere building up here.
Very nice, Jim.
Well, Plowser, I'm not sure that you're in front because Will Setterfield was 5 from 5, and I think you're 3 from 5. Two of them we actually had to give you. But we are very, very pleased to see you get to 100 games and also pleased to see the Blues going as well as they are. Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, boys.
Hey, what we need to say, by the way, is the Blues would love all the Blue Baggers back in Victoria to be thanked, Bill.
Yes, they do.
And they're hoping the Carlton family can stay safe and look after one another during these next 6 weeks. And thank you for the record-breaking support.
You know,
record-breaking membership at Carlton.
Exactly right. So well done to all the Carlton supporters and well done to you, Lockie.
Cheers. Thanks, boys. And yeah, go Blue Baggers.
Now, tomorrow, hump day quiz, of course. I don't know why we keep handing quizzes to you. As we just found out with Plowser, they're not always a winner.
No. Hey, Greg Evans loved him.
Oh, yeah.
He joined us on the Saturday.
And gave you some pointers.
Yeah,
and one of the main pointers he gave you was to prepare. And you didn't with Plowser.
Oh, well, I didn't know who I was talking to there for a minute.
And Dan Hannabury from the Saints to join us as well. So a big Wednesday show now. Bill.
Oh, Jim.
Yesterday's joke.
Oh, now let me tell you. You gave me that. I'd like to take a lot of credit on this show, but you gave it to me, so thank you, because the fans loved it.
Did they?
They did, didn't it? Went off on
it was a nice
Insta.
All right, so you've now got, that's your bar, that's your standard.
That's right. Well, can only come down.
Oh, no.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
Hey, welcome back, Crew Tracker. We didn't speak about him yesterday, Jim.
Brilliant.
Built for Aussie tradies. Yep. They're back. We love them. Thank you very much.
No, we spoke about them because you talked over the intro.
I was talking about the roadblock. Did you see it all on the news last night?
No, we did, yeah.
Oh, another 50 minutes waiting in line.
Joke?
No, well, Jim, it's not as good as your crabs joke.
Come on.
Oh, Jim, it's actually, I can't tell it.
Come on.
Jim, how did the lamb tell the other lamb that it had a crush on her? Jim,
yeah.
Very sheepishly.
See, gone back to grade one.
No, I've got one more for you.
That's a prep joke.
Jim, here's a good one. My wife said I could get a tattoo if she could get a boob job. Seems fair, Jim. Tit for tat.
Oh, no. See, he teases us. He teases us with a good one.
That's not bad.
And then he comes out with the normal garbage.
No, they're two. You can tell the kids one and you tell the adults one. Anyway,
I think you tell no
Gavin
one.
Gavin and I caught the plane from Tullamarine.
No. Ground staff down at Port Ferry Golf Club want to know it. They follow me out. Tell us the Thailand joke.